The music of Cinquain is a mix of 70s funk bass, East African rhythms, and the falsetto vocals of Ahmed Galib. The group's new album is called Mean Love, and this song is called Yacha. It's hard to pick one song from this album that captures the sound of Cinquain. It crosses continents and zigzags through a mix of musical styles that reflect Ahmed Galib's sonic biography. Take the song New Name.
The bass line reminds me a lot of East Africa, and it's something that I like to present in my music pretty prominently because that's where I come from. And a lot of the time when I write something, subconsciously it'll have that kind of flair, or it'll have that kind of emotion or energy. And this one just came out very, very quickly.
And it has a really fun trumpet, and it just sort of blossoms, I guess.
Yeah, this song is pretty interesting, actually, because I wanted to kind of introduce both of my identities that I kind of have lived with my entire life into one song, where I come from Sudan and I feel like I'm a Sudanese person and East African, but I also grew up in the United States. So there was a lot of influence from that. And at the time, there was a lot of Michael Jackson and a lot of East African music being played around me. It just made a lot of sense to kind of merge those two things together.
You know, I tried to pin down where you're from and where you were raised, and, you know, the things people have written about you have been all over the map. I know you said you're Sudanese, but I've seen it said that you've been raised in Utah and Ohio. Now, I understand you moved around a lot because of your father, right, who was a political exile from Sudan.
Yeah, I was born in England when my father was working for the Sudanese embassy in England. In 1989, we moved to Boston, Massachusetts, where my father was doing a fellowship at Boston University. As we were there, a military coup overthrew the government, and my father was affiliated with the government that was overthrown, so we quickly applied for asylum in the United States and gained asylum. At that point, my family had to start all over completely from the beginning.
There is a song on the album called Sun. And I don't know if that is the kind of direct conversation you're having with him.
Yeah, I mean, growing up in the way that I did yielded a lot of confusion. And I think it had a lot to do with me. It didn't have a lot to do with my father at all. I have two very, very supportive parents who've always been there for me and helped me be the person that I am today, you know. But I grew up in a completely different environment from my parents and in a completely different culture from my parents. And I would go home and I would live among the Sudanese and African culture that was in my house, and then I'd leave and I'd go hang out with my friends or go to school, and I would see a completely different culture, and it became very confusing for me. So I didn't know how to express myself to anyone, really. And I look back at it now and I see that through this song I was pretty honest about who I am and how I want to explain myself. And since writing the song and since like having that experience, I realized I should have done that much earlier in my life, and that would have destroyed any kind of confusion or any kind of a strange and vague energy that I created. I will not forget where I came from. I will not forget where I came from.
Now, more than any other era, I hear the 70s in your music. And I'm going to keep that very broad because there are so many genres that would sort of float to the surface, even in a song like Galley Boys. Which, when I first heard it, had like roots reggae undertone.
Absolutely.
And all the country slide guitar we can handle.
Right, yeah. When we were younger, it I found this really amazing relationship between a lot of the music that I was listening to that inspired me to make this record. Like country music, soul music, African music, and reggae music. And it seemed to me like the people who created this music and were the founding fathers of this music all came from a similar place. You know, they understood oppression and longing and the sense of urgency in the same way. You know, poor white people or poor black people or struggling Africans and struggling Jamaican people, they all kind of have that similar understanding of longing. And so I thought it'd be really interesting to just kind of meld all of these ideas from these different musics together to create something that would be incredibly unique.
This is sort of taking a chance because these are reggae and country, right, are two genres that people, when they don't like them, they really don't like them.
Yeah, they're a bit polarizing.
And you jam them together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all about feeling good, you know, like a lot of that music makes me feel really good, you know, and I'm trying to be as honest as possible. And I feel like if I wasn't honest at all, it would make it even more polarizing, I guess.
Maybe. You better try.
Do you feel like that all that moving around kind of worked out for you? I mean, when you listen to your own music, do you hear it all?
Yeah, absolutely. I think at first when I was younger, I really hated it. I wanted to be a normal person. I wanted to be like all of my friends who grew up in one house and still to this day go back home to the same house that they grew up in. It was really hard for me to realize that I wasn't going to be that kind of person. But in the long run, I feel like I gained many experiences and the understanding of the world at a very early age, and it's allowed me to be open-minded. And the music that I make can be related to anybody all over the world, and it'll allow me to experience the world in a very beautiful way, in a very open way.
Ahmed Galip, he's the lead singer of Cinquain. Their new album, Mean Love, is out now. Ahmed Galip, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
For a limited time, you can stream Cinquain's new album, Mean Love, at nprmusic.org. Ahmed Galip also put together a playlist of his favorite songs for us. And you'll find that on Facebook or Spotify. Just search for NPR ATC.